keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas State University and the Kansas Health Foundation, or KHF, are joining forces in a new partnership and funding opportunity aimed at ending hunger at the community level across Kansas. This collaboration, unveiled on Wednesday during K-State's inaugural Extension and Engagement Week, will leverage the Extension resources and staff of K-State Research and Extension, which operates in all 105 Kansas counties. The partnership's focus on combating hunger dovetails with the Kansas Health Foundation's Hunger Free Kansas initiative, which launched earlier this year in response to alarming statistics from Feeding America that indicate 1 in 10 Kansans and 1 in 5 Kansas children face food insecurity. A key element of the partnership will involve collaborative efforts to ignite innovative and experimental projects at the local level, guided by K-State Research and Extension agents. And to support these initiatives, the Kansas Health Foundation is providing $300,000 in funding, primarily directed to local extension offices through mini grants. And local extension agents will be invited to apply for the mini grants through a streamlined process managed by K-State Research and Extension with the aim of distributing funds in early 2025. Unemployment rates for most of the region remain below 4%, with the exception of Decatur County, which is at 4.2%, and many of the region's counties have very low jobless rates at less than 3%, including Norton at 2.2%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for the state of 3.3% in September, and this is unchanged from 3.3% in August and an increase from 2.6% in September 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 2,700 from August, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs increasing by 800 over the month and government increasing by 1,900. Since September 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 19,200, and this change is due to an increase of 16,500 private sector jobs and an increase of 2,700 government jobs. Local counties' unemployment rates include Decatur at 4.2%, Phillips at 2.6%, Graham at 3.3%, Sheridan at 2.3%, and Norton County at 2.2%. October is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, so the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is partnering with Count the Kicks to accelerate progress on stillbirth prevention in Kansas. Congress recently passed the Maternal and Child Health Stillbirth Prevention Act of 2024, marking the first time in history that Congress has taken action to specifically address the stillbirth crisis in the United States. The Stillbirth Prevention Act, which was signed by the President in July, amends Title V to include stillbirth and stillbirth prevention. In the United States, stillbirth is defined as losing a baby at 20 weeks or greater during pregnancy, and it's a public health crisis that impacts over 21,000 families in the United States every year. The Stillbirth Prevention Act provides both clarity and a vital call to action to state health departments across the nation that they can and should use a portion of the existing $2.6 billion of Title V block grant funding to prevent stillbirth. Kansas is one of only 30 states currently investing in stillbirth prevention programming. For Kansas families, one in every 182 pregnancies ends in stillbirth, and during Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is working to raise awareness about the free Count the Kicks app and the importance of getting to know your baby's normal movement patterns in the third trimester of pregnancy. In Iowa, where Count the Kicks began, the state's stillbirth rate dropped by nearly 32% in the first 10 years of the campaign, from 2008 to 2018. So this October, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment invites Kansans to speed up progress on stillbirth prevention in our state by sharing the free Count the Kicks app with every expectant parent that you know. In Nebraska news, a Guatemalan man caught with a dead bald eagle in northeast Nebraska could be deported. 22-year-old Romero Hernandez Zyquin was sentenced to time served on Wednesday for violating the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, though, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, he will be subject to removal proceedings with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The case, which received national attention, began on February 28, 2023. Stanton County deputies were investigating a report of a suspicious vehicle at the Wood Duck Wildlife Management Area when they found Hernandez Zyquin and Dominico Zitino Hernandez in the vehicle, and in the trunk they discovered a dead bald eagle. Authorities said Zitino Hernandez admitted to shooting the eagle, saying the two men planned to cook and eat it. Zitino Hernandez was sentenced last year to time served and then deported. The sheriff's office said Hernandez Zyquin went into hiding using a fake name to evade authorities, and he was taken into custody June 6th. A 22-year-old Lincoln man, Avion Creighton, will stand trial in a fatal shooting in a grocery store parking lot, as on Tuesday, Judge Timothy Phillips found probable cause to try the man on a charge of first-degree murder and sent his case to district court. The shooting happened late the night of July 5th outside of Russ's Market at South Coddington Avenue and West A Street. According to the court documents, Creighton and 20-year-old Caleb Gonzalez were meeting with 25-year-old Francisco Alves to buy marijuana. However, police said the deal went south, and Creighton and Gonzalez shot Alves, who later died at the hospital. Gonzalez was also charged with first-degree murder in the case, and he's due back in court October 31st. Creighton is scheduled to be arraigned in Lancaster County District Court on November 20th.